Take your scriptures and turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. Remember, John is writing to give assurance of salvation to those who believe, truly believe, the gospel. So 1 John chapter 4, this is the word of the Lord. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirits of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. That is God's word to us. The first six verses, they're calling us to test, to see who is of the world and who is from God, or who is of God. To watch out, again, like we've learned previously, watch out for those false teachers, false prophets, and those antichrists, those who deny God. And he gives us a simple test of seeing which one is of God and which one isn't. If they confess Jesus as the Son of God, they are of God. They're from God. They've been born of God. And if they don't, they are not of God. The one who confesses Jesus as the Son of God must do so with a true saving faith and submission to him, as we saw in chapter 3. So this comes in the context of chapter 3. If that is not present and they just give lip service to Jesus, they say, yeah, I believe in Jesus. I confess his name. If they're not those, they're a little different. And they don't have those true saving faith. There's no submission to him. They're no different than the demons who even believe and tremble. Once again, and rightly so, John urges a love for the brethren, because loving one another shows us that we truly love God and that we know God. What is love? Love is that God loved us and sent Jesus, His only Son, into the world to bear God's wrath, the propitiation, to bear God's wrath on our behalf so that we could have life and not die eternally. And if you're in Christ and you have that love, that same love that God had for you in giving over His only begotten Son, is the same love that He has granted to you to love Him and to love one another. Same love. Therefore, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. He's given His only Son for us. We should love Him so much more than we already do because of that. If God loves us, then we have His Spirit in us. And so we can have assurance because we have His Spirit in us confirming these truths to our hearts and our minds. And therefore, if we do love one another, it says God abides in us and His love is perfected in us. And so the question is, do you truly confess Jesus as the Son of God, whom the Father in His love for you delivered over for to save you from death unto life? And it is by this love, verses 17 to 21, that we are perfected, the love of God working in us, so that we might have confidence on the day of judgment. If He loves us, and we have confidence, we have the Spirit in our hearts, we have confidence because of that, we're showing this love and loving God, and so that's confirming even further the truth that we are His child, His children, then there is no reason to fear judgment. Because He says there is no fear in love. If we truly love God and He truly loves us and we truly love one another, and we have all these other indicators of confidence, that we can have confidence in our salvation, we can have assurance, then there's no reason to fear. Because love casts out fear. Fear involves punishment, but for God's children, we're not going to be punished on the final day of that final judgment. We're going to be delivered. Even though we die in our bodies, we're going to be raised in glory. And so there's no reason to fear. Those who are in Christ will not be punished, for Christ was punished for us. If we're fearing that punishment, then what we're saying in our hearts is that we're not truly trusting in Christ, who is punished on our behalf. And so it should lead us to go to Him more, trust in Him more. If we're struggling and we have that fear, we should go to Him even more and believe stronger and have assurance for the Father's and the Christ's love for you. It says God loved you first, and therefore you love. So if there are, if we do not love, then we're showing ourselves not to be of God. And so we should desire God to love us, for God to love us, so that we can also love Him and love each other. If in Christ you love, then you can't hate your brother. That would be murder. If that is true, he says, and you do not abide in Jesus, he says, you're a liar. You confess Jesus, and yet you hate. It's contradictory. And rather, our calling, that which also confirms our salvation and gives us assurance, is the one who truly loves God is to also love his brother, or the brethren, each other. Let's think about that as we pray. Father, we thank you for this word from 1 John. It seems perhaps repetitious in many ways, but perhaps that is to get into our minds and our hearts what the truth is here. That you love your people. You've saved your people. You've given your Spirit to your people. You've given Christ's righteousness to your people. Lord, you've given us love Because you first loved us, therefore we can love you and we can love one another. And all these things that we see in our lives should act as assurance of our salvation. Should give us confidence even on that last day. Or even as we look forward to that last day. That we have no reason to fear that great punishment that you'll bring upon those who do not know you. Because we have trusted truly in Christ. And we have been loved by you. And we have loved you and loved each other. And we have the Spirit and all these different things that confirm our salvation. And we know the greatest thing that confirms our salvation is truly believing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He went to the cross, He was sent, lived a perfect life under the law, and died a perfect death on the cross. And He died, He was buried, and He rose the third day. If we believe that, truly, and that is the primary means of assurance of our salvation. Because we know that you say that all who believe are saved. That all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And so, Father, we hang on that. We pray that if there are any here who confess Jesus, who confess that He is the Son of God, that confess that He was sent from the Father, and they confess that they have the Spirit, they confess that they have the love of God and love for the brethren, and yet truly they don't. Maybe there are some here who are really good at faking, putting on a show, which we've seen in the church. In other times, in other places, even ministers of the gospel preaching, and yet they do not know you. Father, give them faith to believe and show them their error. Love them, that they also would love you and love the brethren. Lord, confirm our salvation. Give us assurance. That is our desire. Give us your Holy Spirit. Make us righteous. Lord, we ask these things because your word desires this from us, of what we read, and thus because it's your word, we know you desire it from us. That you would be pleased with such things. That you would be pleased with us having assurance and not fearing punishment. Lord, give us no fear of punishment, but trust in the gospel and in the promises. And therefore, because there is no fear, that we would then live godly lives with boldness for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of you, Christ and the Spirit, for your glory. Hear our prayers, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.